Today is Thursday. It's the 14th of January. This is Iowa Public Radio's Here First. I'm Clay Masters. Iowa's representatives in the U.S. House voted along party lines on the second impeachment of President Trump. Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne has the details.
Iowa's three Republicans in the House voted not to impeach Trump on the grounds that he incited violence against the U.S. government. The state's lone Democrat, Congresswoman Cindy Axne, voted to impeach, saying the president has blood on his hands, pointing to the five people who died as a result of the attack. Political scientist Peter Hansen of Grinnell College says the threats to public trust in elections led by Trump represent a turning point for the democracy.
It's never happened to impeach a president twice, and we have never had a president who is being impeached on the grounds that he incited an insurrection against the U.S. Congress. And so this is a frightening moment in our history.
Hansen says the split votes from Iowa's delegation are a reflection of the country's intensely partisan politics.
Meanwhile, Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, as of this morning, the two Iowa Republicans who serve in the U.S. Senate, have not announced how they plan to vote after the Senate holds an impeachment trial. Iowa Chief Justice Susan Christensen says her goals this year include restarting jury trials and expanding programs to keep rural courthouses busy. We hear more from IPR's Grant Gerlach.
In Christensen's first State of the Judiciary speech since she was chosen as Chief Justice, she recalled the disruptions caused by COVID-19. All jury trials were suspended until September and then halted again after a spike in hospitalizations. In spite of delays, Christensen says the courts have worked out systems for video conferencing and jury selection.
The lessons we learned during those 2 months of pilot trials were absolutely immensely helpful when we resume jury trials in just a couple weeks on February 1st.
Christensen, who lives in Harlan in western Iowa, wants to expand a program started during the pandemic that she says will help keep rural courts relevant. It allows staffers from one courthouse in a district to work remotely for another that's overwhelmed.
Iowa Democratic lawmakers are warning about the potential spread of COVID-19 in the Iowa State House this week as the 2021 legislative session gets underway. Senator Joe Bolcom is a Democrat from Iowa City.
You act like COVID-19's no big deal. Your lame reasoning has about not being able to require legislators to wear masks is a joke. I'm mandated to wear this tie in this jacket to be able to stand at this microphone and speak.
The top GOP leaders in the legislature say they are strongly encouraging lawmakers to wear masks when they can't socially distance, but they say the Constitution does not give them the power to force elected officials to cover their faces. And after western Iowa endured a drought last year, those conditions are expected to linger until at least this spring. We hear about it from IPR's Katie Pikus.
2018 and 2019 were very wet years for Iowa. The Iowa DNR's Tim Hall says that probably helped get western Iowa through last year's, quote, harsh, dry conditions.
I think we didn't see as significant an impact because of the wetness coming out of the 2 years leading into this one.
Western Iowa is still dry, and Dennis Toddy with the U.S. Department of Agriculture says he doesn't expect conditions to change much very soon.
I would expect it to improve some in the spring. Will it go away? I have a hard time thinking it'll go completely away.
Toddy says the soils are frozen now. They'll need to thaw out before they can absorb water from rain and snow so that dry conditions can improve.
There are blizzard warnings for western and central Iowa later today and a winter weather advisory in the north tonight. It's IPR's Here First. The work that people in public health do is often not very visible to most people. It's mainly focused on long-term impacts like improving maternal health and encouraging flu shots. But when the COVID-19 pandemic hit in the U.S. last spring, public health workers were suddenly thrown into the spotlight, seemingly overnight. As Iowa Public Radio's health reporter Natalie Krebs reports, this sudden shift has taken a huge toll on them.
Wayne County Public Health Administrator Shelley Bickle was supposed to be retired by now. Following a three-decade public health career in neighboring Decatur County, Bickle retired in 2018, only to be convinced by a Wayne County supervisor to spend just one more year running their department part-time. But last March, just as Bickle was about to hang up her public health hat for good, the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
And it just kind of hit us with a vengeance, and I felt like I couldn't just quit. And so here I am working since March 15th, 7 days a week, nonstop, going crazy.
Bickle says this pandemic is like nothing she's seen in her entire career. On top of working nonstop, she's also received a lot of pushback from the community on COVID-19 restrictions.
Oh, we've been called every name in the book. And we've been hung up on, we've been threatened.
Bickle isn't the only public health worker in this position. Penny Tynesma is a nurse with the Tama County Public Health Department. She says one parent called in so upset about quarantine requirements for school sports, he started talking about 1930s Germany.
And I said, hold on for a second. Are you comparing public health to Nazi Germany? And he said, yes, I am.
Tynesma works closely with Tama County Director Shannon Zofka, who says she was barely able to take a few days off to get married last summer.
I don't think we even realize the amount of stress we're under, the exhaustion. I mean, the month of November was so chaotic. With the surge, it was insane.
Many public health workers are facing this kind of incredible pressure at the moment. Jesse Gold is a professor of psychiatry at Washington University in St. Louis. She says not only is the work grueling, many public health workers have been thrust into the spotlight, making them a target for people who are feeling anxious during a very scary and uncertain time.
The public health official is the face of your job security, your livelihood not existing. And so it's displaced anger because you don't understand why that person took it from you.
And all this has taken a toll on workers. According to an AP investigation published last month, at least 10 state and county public health employees in Iowa have left or been fired from their posts during the pandemic. Gold says she expects many more workers to leave once things calm down and they're no longer doing what she calls stopping the bleed.
But I do think very much so that when the adrenaline settles and this stops, that you go, what am I doing? And what was that? And do I like this? And am I valued?
This is what concerned Greene County Public Health Department Director Becky Wolf. She says for months, like many, she and her two public health nurses were working really long hours. But Wolf says this fall, once they had got through the worst of the state's third COVID-19 spike, she had what she calls her pandemic, quote, come to Jesus moment.
We're not going to be able to last if we don't start taking care of ourselves and try and get a hold of things.
Wolf says her team has had to temporarily shelve their overachiever mindset and says they now strive to work just 8 hours a day, leaving by 5 p.m. Part of the reason, she says, is to save energy for what will be the huge logistical challenge of distributing the vaccine. And it's not just small departments facing this challenge. Nola Agner-Davis is with the Polk County Public Health Department. She says its 42-person team is also anticipating that vaccine distribution will be hard. But she says the team also sees the vaccine as the beginning of an end.
We know it may take a while, but once you see that little glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel, you're like, okay, well, we can do this. We can keep doing this.
Agner Davis says her department has yet to lose any employees to pandemic stress. I'm Natalie Krebs, Iowa Public Radio News.
This is Iowa Public Radio's Hear First. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Clay Masters.